Hello and welcome to Pumped, the Inside Podcast by Schwalbe. I'm your host Tobias Morgan, and I'm talking here with Schwalbe athletes from different disciplines, from downhill to cross country, and from road racing to triathlon. And today we're talking to Thomas Genor, better known as Tommy G. He's one of the best slopestylers in the world and put himself on the map of high-class athletes a couple of years ago when he won the famous Joyride at Whistler Crankworx. In this podcast, we're talking about healthy lifestyle, the winter training of a slopestyle athlete, and what his plans for the 2021 season is. Hey Tommy, thanks a lot for taking the time to do the podcast with us. Where are you right now?
I am at home, just chilling, and I'm really happy to be on a podcast with you.
So we tried to do the podcast yesterday, but you were traveling, right? You were in Spain. At what place you've been?
Exactly. I was in Spain with Nico Vink and Christoph Lensen scouting for a future project, a video project that is most likely going to happen in Spain, in Catalonia. And we were scouting for finding the right spot to do it.
That sounds pretty interesting. So was it just scouting, or was it also a training session, or?
Well, yesterday, that day that I was supposed to do the podcast, it was just scouting in a bike park. Actually, I think we didn't really find what we were looking for. So it was like a lot of walking, like pretty much one afternoon, for not the outcome we wanted, but you know, like anyway, we have to look around and spend the time. And that's it. But I think for most of the video, we found the right spot for the video. Yeah.
That's great. So how does a training for a slopestyle guy like you looks like in the winter? Are you trying to get away to hit some big jumps, or is it possible to train at home?
A few years back, I have started building my own jumps that I was finally able to find the place, the right place to do it. So it's in south of France, and I'm here since the end of 2016. And since that, I am able to train pretty much all winter long, depending of the weather, obviously. But I have a pretty cool setup in my backyard now that I'm happy with. And so I don't have to go too far for training slopestyle, but obviously the best is the changing spots. You know, like I try to always hit different stuff and be as well-rounded as possible. So I would say beside riding slopestyle, I try to ride also on enduro, get fit, come back from any injuries I had, and also, you know, ride pump track, skate park, free ride, and anything else on a bike pretty much, because I'm a big fan, and it's not only slopestyle in it, but you know, like it's good to be hitting some different stuff, you know.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. So from the downhillers, I know they train a lot in the gym during the winter. What about the slopestyle riders? Are you training in the gym and lifting weights and stuff?
Actually, it's kind of funny, but yes, I think not every slope guys are really training in the gym, but quite a few of them now. But obviously the guys riding slopestyle are usually very early trainees, you know, like they're pretty much super young. So you are free. You are free from injuries, and you're not really thinking about, you know, like your hurt and anything until something happened to you. So I think for slope guys, it's most likely once you hurt, you know, you're like, oh, how can I come back from? I mean, it was like this for me. How can I come back quicker from this injury? And this leads into like gym, and then just being a little more into fitness, and then, you know, into food. And I had quite a lot of injuries in the last few years, and I mean, I'm still pretty lucky with that. But yeah, I'm now fully training 4 times a week, being pretty strict with my food and stretching in the morning, and food supplement and everything. So I should be ready for World Cup soon.
Okay, so that sounds pretty pretty professional. So sometimes you don't know if the sport is all about the food or just all about the head and stuff. So, but that sounds pretty good what you're doing. I think how does a normal? Sorry.
No, I was just thinking that it's. For slopestyle, it's more for, I mean, slopestyle and free riding in general, it's really more of a head game than anything else. But feeling healthy and being stoked and motivated in the morning, and, you know, like train in general and be a little more precise with what you do, is also something that kind of boosts your confidence in general, and also, you know, just like living a healthy and a productive lifestyle in general.
So your winter days looking totally different than your summer days when the season is going and competitions are happening. But how does a normal training winter day looks like for you?
A training day in general in the winter is it's really based on like skate parks and stuff and whatever you can find indoor. But since COVID hit, most of the things are closed. You can't really travel. So this is the first winter I really had to deal with, you know, the weather pretty much. One thing I'm kind of happy about is the fact that I ride a lot of different bikes. So whenever it's windy or rainy, I can always like ride downhill or on enduro. And then if the weather is good, I'm riding my backyard or like whatever spot is close by. And I try to fill the rest of the day with something else. I think the best days are really when I ride more than one bike. And it's pretty much it.
And how often do you go on your slopestyle bike, and how often do you do some training like airbag stuff or something like that?
I would say in 1 week, the perfect week for me right now with my state of mind is maybe one time airbag, not too much. I would say session really like slopestyle, like really ride slopestyle and train for that. I would say it's about 3 times a week. I try not to go over that for this, to stay really stoked and be able to like really do my routine as much as I can in terms of tricks. Obviously, if I'm coming close to an event, this turns into like an everyday thing. But over the winter, with this 3 sessions a week slopestyle, one time airbag, the rest is most likely gym, stretch, and then the rest of the days are like about other things on my bike. Enduro, downhill, trails, whatever I really want to ride that day, pretty much.
Okay. So the first time you appeared on the world stage was when you won the Joyride in Whistler, the probably the most important competition in, yeah, out there. And then you showed up at Crankworx the first time, and it doesn't look like that you felt so happy with your riding. But now when people see you on Instagram or on the Red Bull Rampage coverage, it looks amazing. So how did you get from an okay big bike rider to a really top of the field big bike rider? How did you train for that?
Well, first, thank you for saying that I'm good on my downhill bike. appreciate that. But really, I think my early days was about racing dual slalom and racing downhill. So I had these skills from there, but obviously that's not everything for Rampage. The first year I showed up there, it was really different back then than now, because there were not much like Instagram or knowledge on what you have to train for Rampage. And also, yeah, before that, there was a few years of breaks for Rampage. I think it came back in 2010 or something like this. So I had really no idea what I was going for. And when I showed up there, I was really frustrated because I was there like a tourist pretty much. And from there, I was really much more aware of what you have to train on, where you have to be good at. And I think what's required at Rampage is really overall bike skills and experience. So I spent the next like few seasons to like in between when slopestyle season was over, really like focusing on going bigger, trying to hit stuff without anyone telling you the speed, trying to go down technical stuff, trying to go faster on my downhill bike, trying to ride that as much as possible, and then just pretty much go to Utah and get down to really what's there and what's important for the event. And it took me quite a few years to really feel like I was on it. And I think that was around 2015 that I did my first good run and first fifth place. Because it was pretty much after that I got sixth the year after, sixth again and fifth again. So it was at that year that I felt like I was a lot more confident with my big bike skills.
Yeah. So the region where you grow up, it's like rolling mountains. It's not the Alps or not some big mountain bike region, but how did you get there to ride a mountain bike?
Well, that's for sure. I think what I had with me is a dedicated dad, surrounded by good friends who also had dedicated dads who would like just go in the wood and build dirt jumps for us. My dad would drive us anywhere in Belgium, and then Belgium got smaller, it got too small for us. And and then he really like pushed me to go ride anywhere, but like not push me in a competitive way, but it was like really putting me no barrier. Like if I would see a spot that I wanted to ride, he would just tell me, hey, my next holidays are that time and we're going to ride, or I drive you next weekend if I can. So that's what I had with me. And I think from anyone coming from smaller countries where it's not like crazy about spots, you know, you're not born in Squamish or BC or like some other places. I think what you have with you is really motivation. No matter what weather, no matter what spot you're riding, you really try to make the most of it.
Yeah. You told us already that it's important for you to ride a lot of different trails and dirt jumps and stuff to get prepared for the season. And what is your favorite one? So if you should pick one What is your favorite spot?
That's an impossible question to answer because I like all my bikes. But really what, like, I could say that my home spot for Slopestar is my favorite because it's also super exciting to think about what's next, what are my next jumps, and everything is the way I want it. And I'm also super stoked when things are running right. So for Slopestar, this. But then for downhill, I would say that if I can pick a spot for tomorrow afternoon for riding, it would be at my friend Elliot Laporte or Vinity. These were like some of the homemade trails that I like the most.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds pretty good. Since we already had some problems with the microphone, is your microphone still running?
It is still running, yeah. My eyes are all
perfect
on it.
Then that's good. After, yeah, last year, pretty much every event got canceled besides of the New Zealand one. Mm-hmm. And now it's pretty unsure what is happening 2021. But what are your plans if the competition happening and if not?
Well, I think with this situation, you can turn it either to your side or in a bad way. So it's either you think that it's good for you to have more time to either recover, get better, get more stoked, learn all the stuff, get better at all the stuff, or you're not that stoked because there's no events, there's no goals, and you can lack on training. But that's not my case, fortunately. Mm-hmm. And I think that right now I have really short-term goals, and what's next is shooting a video on my big bike only. And this is something that I know for a little bit now, and that I'm training for right now to be really stoked on what I want to do and what I want to shoot. So this is my first, I would say, contest for me. That's the video.
Mm-hmm. So even if no competitions are happening, you still have plans for the season, and you're stoked to
The season totally
start. I think, that's great.
Yeah, I think just about trips and competition is hard to tell now, but the fact that the previous season before COVID, I had a full season being injured, and right now this being COVID time and nothing is happening, that's really building a need of events, trips, and like even when I think of Crankworth, I kind of want to compete in all the stuff there. I don't really exactly know where I could be good at, but definitely think that I want to try to do some other stuff there, and yeah.
The level of progression in your sport is amazing. I mean, everyone comes out with some crazy tricks. And is it always surprising when you go to competitions and see what the people learned in the off season, or are you always sharing your new tricks already on social media?
Well, just as a personal point of view, I think it's pretty rare to have Instagram and social media to keep your sponsors happy and the fans looking at every riders that they like. The way I see it is that I post like any clips I like that day or that a friend took, or if I have a cool picture or a small style or small trick that I like, I'm gonna post it and be stoked on that. But regarding like really like taking a lot of risk or putting energy into shooting something, I don't think that really belongs to social media, and I want to keep that for a video or a contest.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to not share everything and have a little surprises for videos and competitions, and not show all your cards on Instagram. That's cool. When all the events are back and this COVID break is over, what is the event you're looking forward to the most?
Well, I think the Crankworx organization trying to still do 3 events. Hopefully Rampage. I would say that Rampage is the thing. Well, knowing that I didn't ride last year due to COVID, and the year before I just got back on my bike from a big injury, so I messed up there, and it's kind of really the contest that's stuck in my head and that I really want to do good at. But like, I wouldn't, as I said earlier, I wouldn't really mind to do something else, really. Like something that put me out of my comfort zone, such as maybe I would say Hardline would be something that I'm just stoked to go and practice and see if I can actually go down and just get to the bottom pretty much, and or at least hit some stuff in practice. That would be something that would be stoked at.
So if you're talking about the Hardline, the Race of Dan Edderton and the course he built, I think that puts pretty much everyone out of his comfort zone.
Yeah, totally.
Because that one is so crazy. And do you plan to show up there and compete in that race?
Well, first of all, if anyone from Hardline hear me now, yeah, I wouldn't mind. But obviously, yeah, I first, like, obviously I can't tell that I can be good there, you know. I'm just personally wondering if I could go down the things, you know, like just go down that track and feel confident. And I think it's definitely something that can get me a better bike skill and overall, and get me better for something like Rampage. But yeah, let's see if I can get there and get to the bottom.
Yeah, so that would be really interesting to see if you could compete in this race. And I think it's an amazing race. I really, really love to watch it.
For sure.
The jumps are huge.
huge and so, huge different, you know. It's huge steep, and definitely I'm saying that, but if I get the chance to be there, the weather has to be bright blue and sky, like I mean, it has to be the perfect weather, because I am not going down that thing in the wet.
Yeah, I mean, come on, it's in the UK. Chances are pretty good that it will be sunny, of course.
For sure, fuck.
So, last question is, what are your goals for 2021?
So, as short-term goals, I have the video that I want to be stoked at on. Knowing that... last year was COVID, the year before I was hurt. I really feel the need of being just consistent as a slopestyle rider. So obviously stepping on the box of slopestyle Crankworx is, you know, something that is a crazy feeling and that I'm training for. But obviously just for me right now, having consistent run and... but that's obviously something that only happens when you can compete and just see where I am at and work from there and get to the bottom and go back home with a smile on my face. That's for slopestyle. Yeah, and obviously, yeah, Rampage. Cool. Rampage is something that I want to be good at.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. So I really wish you all the best for the season. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks.
And really, I can't wait to see the video from Spain.
Yep.
And I really can't wait to see you riding the Red Bull Hardline course.
Well, yeah, that's still unsure, but yeah, totally, though. So let's hope for a fun year and also something, a year that put me out of my comfort zone and hopefully successful.
Yeah. So thanks again and hopefully talk soon.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.